This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 26, 2022. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, mid to upper 80s for temperatures. Governor Charlie Baker is seeking to ramp up spending on school security. Baker plans to file legislation to spend $40 million to help schools pay for security upgrades.
Highlights of this proposal include matching grants for security and communication upgrades in K-12 schools and public higher education institutions, grant funding for child care providers to support safety measures and multi-hazard emergency planning, grant funding to support districts pilot an anonymous tip line to report potential threats, funding for a statewide Say Something public awareness campaign and the corresponding training to go along with it, support for an ongoing emergency response training for school officials, and the creation of a comprehensive school safety.
Governor Charlie Baker making the announcement yesterday, along with education and security officials. The Breakheart Reservation in Saugus remains closed indefinitely due to the number of small brush fires in the park. The Daily Item is reporting that the brush fires have burned through about 10% of the park. Advocates for keeping the birth center at Beverly Hospital open held a press conference yesterday in front of the hospital. Some patients said they were being forced to switch providers mid-pregnancy. The hospital earlier had said they were closing the birth center, but later announced that they are studying the situation. Don't forget to email us with any questions or comments at msonewsports@gmail.com. Also, check out a weekend special on the website, Sunday Politics. Look for it Sunday morning on msonewsports.com. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-5 last night. The Rays come to town for a weekend series beginning tonight at Fenway. It was announced yesterday that the St. Mary's football team will be playing at Fenway Park against Austin Prep November 23rd, kickoff at 1:30 p.m. St. John's Prep football is looking for another strong season this fall. Prep athletic director Jamison Pelkey on MSO yesterday.
So football just started up last Friday. They don't have a shortage of kids out there. There's over 200 kids playing high school football here this fall. So that's been great to be able to go out there and see them getting ready. They have a scrimmage this coming Saturday up at Pinkerton Academy. So that'll be, their first test up against someone other than practicing with themselves here on campus.
St. John's Prep Athletic Director Jamison Pelkey. The North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk are up later today on MSO News Sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for joining us on North Shore Today.